Yeah, Hot 97, Funk Flex, 50 Cent, we here. So, because the Nas thing always it intrigues me. I know that we left off with that. Just yeah. that he doesn't seem... He doesn't seem like the jealous type of guy. I don't just overall, and not to. I mean, I don't want to take nothing away from Nas.
Yeah.
But he.
There's not much to take away from.
Well, if you were under, if you were underneath more or wherever it might be, always saying you're gonna help you with whatever.
Yeah. Early on. Be,
I don't. I never think that Nas has done 100% the best for Nas.
Right. So, not only for Nas, but Nas hasn't done anything for his crew.
But I wonder if he knows how. That sometimes I wonder.
Well, then we got to say that he's not as smart as his lyrics, and he's just quoting the line that he read in the book when he's talking to us, because he tries to appear super intelligent. He's actually trying to teach you on the record, opposed to writing lyrics that everyone would actually be interested in. And he wasn't even supportive of the Bravehearts during the time that they had Uchi Wally. You see what I'm saying? Like, while your crew, the first thing, first and foremost, after I'm straight, I set my crew.
You've always took care of your crew.
Yeah, so while Interscope was looking, of course they wanted another album for 50 Cent. And I gave them Beg for Mercy.
You brought out talented rappers, and you marketed them just as hard as you marketed yourself. Let me tell you, no one could never take that from you, man. You put a movement together. Early too, because you had them on the tapes.
Yeah, right away. Like, I had them, I started them before I got off.
The tapes were so crazy.
It kept it going. Like, it just, I mean, but this is the process of where.
B was so great. The energy, like, that, I don't know, that you guys reminded me so much. I mean, if anybody understands classic hip hop, but for a reason, reminded me so much of the Cold Crush Brothers, not in style. But what energy it was coming across to make it that, you know, I remember when I was young and the Cold Crush Brothers, you wanted the Cold Crush Brothers tape and the most recent one.
Yeah.
And, you know, that point was happening where you wanted the most recent G-Unit tape.
Yeah, of everything that came out. You had to have it.
Yo, you know, I don't care what freestyles y'all lay down.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's better than the first freestyle when y'all came up to the show.
Yeah, and we all was like... We gotta do that again.
We've done it, they all been hot.
Yeah, but the first time was
off that you, me, him, and her. And he said he's been going hand to hand, just the real rock.
Damn.
Yo, classic. Wow, classic. Yeah. Man, it's Hot 97, Funk Flex 50. So, I mean, Jada Castells P. This is such a, man, this list is.
Yeah, I mean, well.
How, has that moved any better? I mean, there was all type of rumors swirling. They were going to be on the label. They were going to be on G-Unit. He was talking to Rough Riders. I mean, well, how much of that was true? What was happening? What was going on?
I had
on?
Conversations with DNY. You know what I mean? And it was, the conversation wasn't to the extent of me bringing them over to G-Unit.
Just to calm the situation?
To see what could actually be worked out on the business end, because at the same time, like, if I'm destroying it, I'm destroying something that's already in my building. Like, it's already in Interscope. So Jimmy's looking like, 50, come on, listen, look. You want money? I'll give you more money. Just stop destroying the artist.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You're tearing it up. There's not going to be nothing here, just you.
Were you when you were coming through, were you a D-Block fan or at the time?
Listen, at the time, when we came, Locks. They were, this is where I think that negative energy comes from. They were competitive on the mixtape circuit with us. They just never got past the mixtape circuit. Like, Jay Hood had momentum. They all was popping at a point. Like, it was good. Like, it was us, it was the unit, and it was them over there doing what they did on the circuit. And they couldn't quite connect. And their front man wasn't strong enough to pull them over the wall after he got over. After I got over the wall, I picked my entire crew up and put them over the wall. You see what I'm saying? Like, we go straight from Get Rich to Beg for Mercy to set Banks and Buck up. Yayo was physically in jail. We had to use photographs from the actual mixtape circuit of him to keep his visual out there. We had to use material from the mixtape circuit to put on the album.
Okay.
So he could actually be heard. And then we had a free Yayo campaign since he went to jail. Like, we didn't stop promoting him the entire time. You know, then he comes home from jail and goes back to jail.
Do you think, though, for you?
Yeah.
Because the Rockefeller G-Unit, I'm sorry, the Rockefeller, the Rough Riders, I mean, all those movements that came had to help you with your blueprint.
Absolutely.
Seeing what people did right and wrong.
And what the possibilities were based on interest generated through music. So I had a G-Unit clothing plan in Wankster. If you look at the very first video, I got on G-Unit clothes. The girl is walking in the supermarket, has on G-Unit on her butt. Flex, we had to go
so get that. Early focus.
I had to get that made. This is this is not even my single. This is the record off of the 8 Mile soundtrack before we get to In The Club. the shirt that I had on
in the club.
The orange and black shirt.
Monster.
I painted that shirt with a Sharpie. With an orange Sharpie and a black Sharpie. That was a 2XIST t-shirt. And now G-Unit clothing exists. Based on it, if you don't have a vision, you can't expect anything to materialize.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, you know, 100%. So a lot of people that I don't never get upset at people doubting me being able to do what I'm doing. That's just a reflection of themselves. You got people out there that don't believe in themselves. So how do you expect them to believe in you? You know, or we'd have a problem. We'd have too many successful people. You feel what I'm saying? You got to leave them in that section where they there. And they're in the dark and you're comfortable. Don't give them a candle.
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, 50 Cent. When I come back, I'm going to ask you. I mean, we never really talked about it on the radio. We talked about it a little bit off the mic here and there.
Yeah.
About Kenneth McGriff, also known as Preem.
Yeah, correct? Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
It's Killer Preem on trial, y'all. Killer Preem on trial. They finna give him the Sparky.
Hold up.
They going to bzzz.
Hold up.
They said they going to bzzz. But he ain't crying, though. He holding tight, baby. South side.